Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Joe Randa set to join us on the show. Joe, appreciate you coming on. Last year was very weird. No fans. It was a very disjointed season. How exciting is it that baseball is finally back and we're starting to see that return to normalcy?
Well, I think it's been an adjustment for everybody. It's been kind of hard to watch and hard to follow at times. And as a fan of the game, but also a fan of the Royals, I live in Arizona now, so it's a little bit harder to follow and track them. And this is the first spring training that I haven't been able to go be around the guys and kind of see the squad and see the guys. You know, I'm just following them like everybody else is online and just tracking their development.
Speaking of development, you talk about being around the guys. What's your relationship like with Hunter Dozier? Because I'm kind of looking at his career and sort of where he is. He kind of reminds me a little bit of you.
Hunter, I spent a lot of time with him in the minor leagues and worked with him. And he's always been a guy that's a thinker, and he processes a lot. And sometimes guys like that take a little bit more time because they're always analyzing every swing, analyzing themselves all the time instead of just sometimes just playing. And I think he's growing up and he's matured and he's showing what we kind of all thought he would end up being. And and he's a great kid. He works hard, and I'm just really excited for him and happy for him, and to see that he's come into his own and he's learned a lot. And I'm very proud of him.
Joe, you were always a fan favorite here in your time in Kansas City. And as C-Dot mentioned, you had a couple of different stints here. If you could remind me, whatever happened the first time? Like, why did you ever leave and go to Pittsburgh in the first place?
Well, it wasn't my fault. They traded me, but I was in the Jeff King and Jay Bell trade to the Pirates. It's kind of my first, 96 was my first year where I've got consistent at-bats, and I did pretty well with those at-bats that I was given. Bob Boone basically had me platooning with Keith Lockhart at third base, and I got an opportunity. I took advantage of it, and I kind of thought I would be here for a while, and I bought a house that off season, and then I get the phone call that I've been traded. So it was a lot shorter stint than I would have wanted at that time, but it was probably good for me at that stage in my career, looking back, and because the Pittsburgh gave me an opportunity to play every day against righties and lefties, and Bob Boone basically let me hit against lefties, and so it was kind of a good move for my career that happened. But I was disappointed when it happened, but it ended up being a good thing for me.
Did you ever have any second thoughts about coming back to Kansas City the second time?
I didn't think it would ever happen. I thought that once you kind of get traded from an organization, until you become a free agent, you're not going to get traded back there. And when it happened, actually the general manager, because I had gotten traded to the Mets in the winter, and the Mets had just signed Robin Ventura, so I kind of figured I wasn't going to be there very long, and it turned out it was like in December, and the general manager, Steve Phillips, called me, and he said, "Where do you want to go? I got two trades. You can go back to Kansas City, or you can go back to Pittsburgh." And I said, "I would love to go back to Kansas City. I have a house there." And so he actually gave me the option. I could have said, "No, I don't want to go back to Kansas City," and something different could have happened in my career, but I chose to come back, and it was a great thing. It was the birth of my son was that winter, and so it worked out. It was a pretty interesting ride, but it worked out, and then that's kind of where everything went from there for my next 6 years of my career in Kansas City.
What was it like playing on that 03 Tony Pena Believe team? Because as Royals fans, if you're around my age, you're a little bit too young to remember the 80 and 85 World Series. And, of course, the last five or 6 years have been great. But, man, my favorite year before a few years ago was the 2003 season.
Yeah, that obviously we actually had T-shirts made up in the clubhouse that had lightning in a bottle, because everything that Tony did just blossomed, and every move he made, and everybody had, you know, I don't want to say everybody had breakout years. So it wasn't one of my better stat wise years, but everyone, it just, we played well as a team, and it was an exciting year. I mean, you're right. That was the first year that I played in Kansas City. I actually felt that you felt energy at the ballpark, you know, during the week. You know, weekends, there's always somewhat energy at the ballpark, but during the week games, that's when you can tell that you have something good going on, because you have that energy during the week.
Right now, we're talking to Joe Randall on the drive as we start to celebrate opening day. You actually played in one of my favorite opening days. It was the next season in 2004. I'll never forget. This was a game that my parents made us leave early because they didn't think you guys were going to win. And then you score six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning and have a walk-off home run. If I remember correctly, I think it was a Mindy Lopez that actually hit the walk-off home run. What was that? What was it like being in that game and being a part of a comeback like that?
Well, first of all, I remember it being really windy, which it usually is somewhat windy at opening day in Kansas City. And I just remember, it's just one of those games where you just feel like something interesting is going to happen, because there are a lot of little flares in that game that were like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. Holy cow, we just did that. And, you know, it was a snowball game where it snowballed in our right direction. But it was one of the more exciting opening days ever that I've ever played in. And opening day is always special, no matter where you play and what year. But that year, when you have a win like that, was really, really cool.
I'm sitting here and I'm going through your page. I don't think I've ever asked anybody, what is it like to break up a no-hitter in the ninth inning?
Yeah, against a really good guy who's an ex-Royal, Chris Young. But you know, it was a crazy game. I wasn't playing. I didn't start the game. And obviously, you're watching, you can see what's kind of happening. And I could tell Chris was getting, he's laboring a little bit. He's over the 100 pitch mark. And Jim Tracy said, you know, I need you to pinch hit. I think we were losing maybe 3-0 or 4-0. And so I got in the box, and I had, the year before, I had played for the Padres. So, you know, I knew a lot of guys on that team, and Chris wasn't on that team that year. But so I got in the box, and I knew he had a no-hitter. I didn't really think about, I'm going to break up his no-hitter. I actually just thought, I'm just going to try to have a good at-bat. And I got in a hitter's count, and I squared one up and hit a home run. And, you know, I felt, you don't feel bad about it because I did my job, but, you know, I felt bad because you don't, that's to get to that stage of a game and to work really hard was really difficult for him. And some guys never even get close to that. And, you know, and I ended up seeing him at a restaurant after the game and went up to him and I said, I was sorry, you know, like, sorry, man. And he's such a generous professional and a great human being, you know, and he's just like, hey, you did your job, you know, and I didn't. But really, really interesting and fun moment for me, but also to bump into him after the game and then actually get to meet him when he came back to the Royals. And I was working with the Royals, so I got a chance to talk to him about it. It was pretty funny.
Joe, I know you're a good dude, but did you really feel bad? I mean, it was a home run. It's not like you bunted off the guy to break up the no-no.
I did my job, but you know there's certain things in this game that are really tough feats, and he almost did one of the toughest feats is to throw no-hitter, and I stood in his way, you know. And so you feel bad, but I didn't feel bad because I felt like I did what I was supposed to do. But, you know, he could have been a jerk about it, and when I saw him get really pissed, or, you know, then I maybe would have thought differently about it, but he was so generous about it. So I was like, you know, I kind of felt bad, like, yeah, whatever, you know, part of the game.
How does it feel to have the best baseball nickname of all time, the Joker? And how long have you been called the Joker?
Oh, that started when I got traded to Pittsburgh in 97, and people still call me it. In fact, you know, I use it once in a while. My kids once in a while. I mean, I have my oldest son plays minor league baseball with the Nationals, and people say stuff to him about it, you know. And so it's pretty cool. I could have a worse nickname, but Bob Walk, who was doing radio for the Pirates then, and I think he's still there, still doing it. But he's the one that gave it to me, and then it just kind of stuck. And people, you know, we had a pretty special year that year in '97. It was Pittsburgh, and so a lot of fans, and they have a passionate fan base, and they just started sending me Joker cards in the mail, and kind of went from there. And now it still hangs around, still there.
Joe, last question here. We appreciate your time. What is it like to still be a fan favorite in Kansas City? I mean, you haven't played in Kansas City since 2004, but as Sean just said, a lot of people, they still have very fond memories of that 03 Royals team and what you guys accomplished, and also remember your career here. What is it like to still be a fan favorite 17 years later?
Well, it definitely, it tugs at your heart for sure, and there's a lot of great people, and I still have some good friends there. And I think the main thing is where Kansas City is the type of town that's going to respect guys that go out and kind of keep their mouth shut, stay out of trouble, and play hard. And, you know, that's kind of how I think that relationship has started, as well as me choosing it as my home. You know, from the George Brett era, where most of those guys live there and they still kind of live there, Frank White, John Wathen, you know, Mike Boddicker, Mike McFarland, Jeff Montgomery. I mean, there's a lot of ex-players that live in Kansas City. And I chose for my team, I was the only guy that chose that to live there. And I think fans appreciated that. And, you know, you run into people at the grocery store, at the gas station. And if you're an upfront, likable guy, I mean, I would talk to everybody. There was no one, you know, hey, this is kind of what we feel this team's going to be like this year, or, you know, so I think that has a lot to do with it as well. But I think Kansas City likes a genuine guy, and I think they like a guy that is not going to all be about contracts and money and cause a lot of trouble. They like guys that are real people, and I kind of consider me being one of those guys.
That is Joe Randa. Very happy to have him on our show today. He played for the Royals 1995 to 1996, came back to the Royals from 1994 to 2004, a fan favorite here in Kansas City. Joe, appreciate you coming on to help celebrate opening day. Thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks for having me, and go Royals.